to go over time by 2 minutes.
Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Choftes Sivan, the 9th of June, Haraveli Brunashlita, Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Part 2, and the Harabais.
Right, I'm Rabbi Zayn. As you just heard from Rabbi Yankov, we're going to go through Be'ezus Hashem, this Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Part 2. It's a big union, it's really not fair to do justice in half an hour, but Be'ezus Hashem, we'll try and get in as much as we can, and then if there's time, hopefully we'll go over to the union of the Harabais and explain a little bit about the Koisel. We spoke about last week the mitzvah of Shmita. Shmita is one of the mitzvahs of Tluyos Bo'eretz, and there are shittas who hold that the Chiyuv Bizman Hazeh will have a shaila, whether it was with Minatoyo, Midrabon, or possibly there could be shailas, because since it's tied up with the Yovel, if there's no Yovel, there's no Shmita. It could well be, we don't take on like that, but there might not be a mitzvah Shmita altogether. The pashas, the minig, the accepted minig is that Shmita is midrabonon, and the farmers we mentioned that who are, although it's only a mitzvah midrabonon, only in inverted commas, as opposed to a deraisa, so many Baruch Hashem, so many more farmers are being moisen nefesh themselves, pshita kamashmoeb, moisen nefesh to keep Shmita. But ani akotin, I had a major kasha on this whole the whole mitzvah Shmita. About 3 cycles ago, when they came collecting from behalf of the farmers in Shmita, after they made their drosha, their appeal, I went over to them, can't remember who they were, two Talmidei Chachamim, and I asked them, I don't understand why you're collecting money. The Torah says if we keep Shmita, the Pasuk promises, Apostle in Chumash, in Parshas Bahav, it's Ivisias Bilchosi, I'll give my so much tvur, it will go, it'll go even into the 9th year, so what are you collecting for? Where's your betochen? So they said it's a very good kasha. The Chazanish is going to look and ask the kasha. And the Chazanish was supposed to have said, it's not, I don't think it's written down, it's per mi per ish mi ish. The Chazanish was supposed to have said that the brocha of Betzivisias Bichosi will only be chal, only if Roiv Klal Yisrael live in Eretz Yisrael. Where he got it from, the Chazanish, Chvesish, I don't know, one has to ask the people who are more makur to the Chazanish in the Chazanish Koil, I don't know, but that's what he was supposed to have said, that the Brocho B'tzivisis B'chosi can't be Chal at the moment, because unfortunately still Baba Nesein Arabim, Roiv Klal Yisrael are not keeping Shmita. Once Roiv Klal Yisrael Shmita, then Be'ezus Hashem, the Brocho, they won't need to go around collecting for money, the Brocho B'tzivisis B'chosi will be Chal.
The Rav, Beshem the Ravid, in the end of the Sechtas Ksubas,
he holds that Noshim also mechuyev in the mitzvah yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the din would be in the same way that a man, the husband, can force his wife to move over to Eretz Yisrael to be mekayim the mitzvah. Likewise, she, the wife, can force him, also if he doesn't want to go, she can force him to move over to Eretz Yisrael to be mekayim the mitzvahs. The Pa'asa Shulchan we mentioned last week, Rabbi Yisrael Sklov, who was a Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon, he says that this mitzvah to go up to live to in Eretz Yisrael, what they call nowadays Aliyah, the mitzvah of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, is not a klolistic mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that Klal have to go en masse to move over to Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah incumbent on Yechidim. On Yechidim, if they want to go, because he calls that, Chazal say, that comes under HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us make a shvur shelo yalu b'choymer. We're not allowed to fight the enemy to gain karka, in order, land, in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you want to go, a private person wants to go with his family, gezun to hide, then there's a shaila whether it's a mitzvah or not. But there definitely is no mitzvah on Klal Yisrael as a whole, en masse, to move over to Eretz Yisrael. The living in Eretz Yisrael, besides the great mitzvah of yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, there's also skulos that go with Eretz Yisrael. The Moshel Chazal say there's a skula for having children. If you can't have children, Rachmon and Itzlan, in Chutz Loretz, Gedolim advised the couple to move over to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael has got a special skula, one of the skulas, it can give you children. But our Shoinim who hold that the din, there is a din if someone's married for 10 years and doesn't have children, he was allowed to divorce his wife. We learned this out from Avraham Avinu, because that's what Avraham Avinu did. He divorced her and took Hagar. But the Ahu Shoinim who say he divorces her, he gives her Ksuba, but that din is only Noyeg, only in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Chutz Loretz, one could say, you know why they don't have children, that couple? Because they're living in Chutz Loretz. That's the Oynish. So that din, or to divorce one's wife and to take on another wife in order to have the mitzvah, that only applies to Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban and the Rashba hold that someone who's used to, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and then he goes with his wife to Chutz Loretz, and then comes back to Eretz Yisrael, that time that he spends in Chutz Loretz is counted as part of the 10 years. It's included, it's oileloi, included in that 10 years. Some say, if he hadn't lived originally in Eretz Yisrael, he leaves and to go out to Chutz Loretz, then we count those 10 years only from the time that he comes to actually live in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the 10 years start. Regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, also Eretz Yisrael also has a chashivas. One has to give tzedakah to Ani Eretz Yisrael, and they have a kedima, they have a preference to Ani Chutz Loretz. Based on the pasuk, the Torah says, Ki yir yevcho evyoin be'artzecho. Ani Eretz Yisrael are koidim to Ani Chutz Loretz. And the Sifri says the term is because they've got the mailah, their makai mitzvahs of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Yeshalmi brings in Soita that the mitzvah to make Chanukah habayis, if somebody moves into a new house, the minhag is to make Chanukah habayis, you make a whole suda, state in Yerushalmi, and it's taken on in Altman Hogim. You only make a suda Chanukah habayis in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah to live in Chutz Loretz. The mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael, we made it to show that you're to be mefasim, the mitzvah that you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you've moved house, is a mitzvah to make a suda of Chanukah Sabayis. If you make a suda in Chutz Loretz for Chanukah Sabayis, that's not called a suda's mitzvah, it's a party. Maybe a suda's reyes if you want, but certainly, according to Yishalmi, that hasn't got a din of a suda's mitzvah. If someone buys a house or a field from a goy, probably, presumably, an Arab in Eretz Yisrael, there's a din based on the Gemara in Gittin Dav Ches, Koisvin all of Oinoi Afina B'Shabbos. One can write a bill of sale that's called the Shtar Mechira, even on Shabbos through a goy. Through a goy, you can do it. Cholili, you mustn't write it yourself. It's a device of Ksiva. But through a goy, because the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael is so choshuv, so in order not to miss out that mitzvah, to miss that property that you're trying to buy, in Eretz Yisrael, you can write the Shtar Mechira through a goy, Ami Olakum. I, Ami Olakim, Drabonon is also a Shvus, but since it's a mitzvah, Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, Ami Olakim, Shvus, Bebim Koi Mitzvah is Mutter. You're allowed to get through a goy to arrange a Shtar Mechira, a bill of sale on your property in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama, in Daf Pei, in Meruba, and as is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Chayish Mishpat, and the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Nizki Momain, that Ein Megadlin Behei Medaka Be'etz Yisrael. One's not allowed to breed Behei Medakas, that would mean sheep or goats, in Eretz Yisrael. And the time is again Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because sheep and goats, they have the nature, they are destructive animals. They can go into a field and they can wipe out your whole crop overnight. As Mishav Mitzvah, Yishav Eretz Yisrael, we're not Megadol Behem, we don't breed Behem Medakas in Eretz Yisrael in order to preserve the land, Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Likewise, it follows as well, one isn't allowed to make in Eretz Yisrael a soda into a Migrash, or Migash into a sod. If you have a field, you're not allowed to make it out of it a plot of land. Or you have a plot of land, you mustn't make it into a field. Because if you do, if you make it into a field, if you make from a field into a migrash, you're being mamayit, you're reducing the possibility of sowing in the land, cultivating the land. And vice versa, if you make from a migrash a soda, then you're destroying the beauty, we would call it here the green belt. You're taking away the beauty of the town. If someone was to hire a house in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah is, the din is, he's chayv to put a mezuzah on the house straight away. Unlike Chutzlaretz, if you hire, you rent a house in Chutzlaretz, or you move into a house in Chutzlaretz, you've got up to 30 days to put on your mezuzah. In Eretz Yisrael, again, as Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there's a chiyuv to put the mezuzah on straight away. Likewise, in Eretz Yisrael, it's also, you're not allowed to take off the mezuzah, even though in Chutzlaretz there's also a din, if you know a Yid is moving in. You mustn't take off the mezuzahs, even though you might, unless you do like, you prefer you spend a lot of money on those mezuzahs, you would be allowed to take those mezuzahs with you and replace them with other mezuzahs. But in Eretz Yisrael, then you must never take off the mezuzahs. Again, I'll cover the Eretz Yisrael, I'll see Shiva Eretz Yisrael. Another din where a mile we see refers only to Eretz Yisrael. Sorry?
Even if you replace them immediately, Mamash?
Some machloikas about that. There is another mitzvah there. We see a milah on Eretz Yisrael over Chutz Laretz. There is a din if someone, let's say, has a field, and next to him he's got a shochan, also owns a field. So you wouldn't be allowed to extend your field, extend your borders. Pashtis, you think it's loisigzoil. So in Chutz Laretz, you would only be over loisigzoil. In Eretz Yisrael, besides being over the Sigzoin, you would be over the lava of Loisasi Gevul Oyecho. You're extending your borders without permission from, besides the Gezela, you're being Masi Gevul, you're extending the borders Shaloi Beshus. And but since the Pasuk says, Benachal Osecha, Asher Tinchal, so the Gemara learns now that applies only to Eretz Yisrael and not to Chutz Laretz. One's not allowed to sell one's house or field to a goy, to an Arab nowadays, in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because stated in the Pasuk, Lo Yisichonim. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah gives many pshotim in what Lo Yisichonim covers, and this is one of them. The Gemara darshins, Lo Yisiten Lehem Chaniya Bekarka. You're not allowed to give the goy, the Arab, a possibility to live on a piece of land which was owned by a Yid. You're not allowed to let an Arab, a goy, settle in Eretz Yisrael, even as a yeshiva's ally. Even a temporary house to give him, a temporary abode, is also, provided, the Gemara says, you know he promises to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And it's very unlikely that he will keep them. Even the chutzlah is how many goyim you can count a goy on your fingertips if there are any who keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. They say it's sehr schwer zu sein a goy, aber noch schwer zu sein a yid, aber schwerer zu sein a goy. Even though they've only got seven mitzvahs, it's harder for them to keep it than for us to keep Tariya mitzvahs.
So, if he keeps seven mitzvahs, why does that make any difference to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, alright, it's nicht klar, but he's got a mile, so to say, of a nochri, and lechvoid, als that covered, we give him that privilege. A town where most of the people in Eretz Yisrael are over the way to Zohar, Rachmon and Itzlan, that's a din of Iani Dachas. Iani Dachas, that the din is you have to hoist a tail oil, you have to wipe it out, everything, lock, stock and barrel, men, women and children, there's a chiyuv to destroy completely. But that, again, this din of Iani Dachas is only in Eretz Yisrael. If you see an Avodah Zarah chvez in London, in Trafalgar Square, there's no chiyuv to go up to the Avodah Zarah and smash it to pieces. The mitzvah of Ibadatem, it's to avoid, to destroy the Avodah Zarah, is only in Eretz Yisrael. Our tefillahs and brochas are more heard and more accepted in Eretz Yisrael, as we said, because Eretz Yisrael has got a special Hashgacha Pratis. Notwithstanding, we don't. But in Eretz Yisrael, we know, we said, the Shechinah is there, Eina Hashem Elokecha Doyosh Oysim Meleishis Hashona, Vad Achis Shona, and therefore, our tefillahs and the brochas are more accepted in Eretz Yisrael, especially more in Yerushalayim, over the whole of Eretz Yisrael. We'll come to Yerushalayim soon. Yetz Hashem.
It's called Yerushalayim, old city.
Russia's the old city. For Bracha Achroina, you see another chilek a mile of Eretz Yisrael to over Chutz Lo'etz, if you have pears, grapes, the Boshel, in London, in Chutz Lo'etz, you have grapes, and you know those grapes come from Eretz Yisrael, so you finish off the bruch of the Birchus Mein Sheva, Rochat Hashem al Oetz v'al Peo Yisseho. In Chutz, if it's Chutz Lo'etz, grapes coming from Italy, so you would just say al Oetz al Peos. But if they come from Eretz Yisrael, you would give it a special bracha, al Oetz Peos, likewise with wine. Wine that comes from Eretz Yisrael, even if you're in Chutz Lo'etz. You drink wine, you know it's being grown in Eretz Yisrael, you would finish off the bracha, brachat Hashem, al Oetz v'al Gafno. Gafno is its wine coming from Eretz Yisrael. Here we would say, al Oetz v'al Gafno. Then there's a special skula, which the Gemara brings in a Bava Basra, which is a mystery skula. The Gemara is written in Bava Basra, Avir da'ala machkim. The air space of Eretz Yisrael gives you Chochmah. Why? Where does this come from? So I once heard from Rabchon Halpin, he said over Hashem the Rogatchover, I haven't seen it inside yet. The Rogatchover was supposed to have said, Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with the Ribbono Shel Olam to go into Eretz Yisrael. We know he didn't go, for whatever the reason may be. It's a big machlokes. But the bottom line is, Hashem said to him, look here, you can't go in, but harisicho beinecho. If you go up, and high up on the mountain, on the way, then you can see Eretz Yisrael. That I'll allow you to do. So the Rogatchover, because Moshe Rabbeinu was such a ish kodesh, he was full of kedusha, so his holy eyes, he set them on Eretz Yisrael. He put Kedusha and Chochmah into Eretz Yisrael. From that we have this concept of Avir Da'ar Machkim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu looked with his holy eyes into the air, that gave Kedusha and Chochmah, and from that we have this concept of Avir Da'ar Machkim. I mean, you could argue so, and the land in any case we know is Kodesh. But the Chiddush is in the Avir. Now, we'll try and get in as much as we can. Someone asked me, I think you asked me, Yanki, about the Har Habayis. What this is all about. The Har Habayis and the Karka, the land, the coastal. If we go back to source, back to basics, we start off with a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Idias Perekhes Mishnah Vov, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Shomati, Shemakrivin, Afa Pishayim Bayis. I heard, it doesn't say from whom, it was a Tana of Yeshua. Remember, each Tana was so great, each Tana was able to do Tchias HaMesim. And Gemara brings Maises, the Tanoim, even Amaroim. Gemara brings the Megillah, famous Gemara, Rav Shochta, Rav Zeya, he did Tchias HaMesim with him. Rav Yeshua said, Shomati, I heard once, when it's allowed to offer up Korbonos, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Oichin Kotshin Kotshin, you're allowed to eat kochim kochim, afa bishen kloim, you haven't got the precincts, you haven't got the curtains, kochim kalim, you can eat to masa sheni, afa bishen choymo. Normally that has to be eaten within the choymo of Yishlaim. Why? Because we mentioned last week, kedusha rishoyna, kitchel ashato, ve kitchel osid lover. That's how Yeshua takes on. The original kedusha was there, we said in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that remained. The shaila is, we know, it's an accepted thing, we're all tomei meisim. If we're all Tomei Meisim, is it mutter at all to go up onto the Har Habayis? So I saw just recently, I think yesterday I saw it, the Meiri brings Beshem Derivet, and this is his Loshon, HaNichnas Shom, if someone goes up there on the Har Habayis, Ein Boi Kores, you won't get Kores for that. Uposhet Likonas Shom, you would be allowed to go enter onto the Har Habayis. There's a remarkable thing. In his times, he wanted to start bringing korbanos. Big Kiddush. I don't know if you remember, but I certainly remember I'm going back about 40 years, that Shlomo Golan, one of the Shonim, came here to Kinloss, he dashed in Kinloss, and there he came up with a big Kiddush. He wants to start offering up korbanos, maybe that'll be Makav de Gula. So everybody had a go at him. I mean, the Chazon Ish, the Chayim Rocha, said on the Shlomo Golan, as a Odom Godel, or Beklal Yisrael, a Tumna Sach Tzoros from him. He tried to bring all new innovations all the time. And that's what he wanted to do. But it's not such a big Kiddush that he wanted to say, Rebbe Kivega, Bismaloi, Beshatoi, he wanted to start offering korbanos. comes along the Chassam Sofer, the son-in-law of Rabbi Kivega, and he writes a tshuva to him in Siman Reish Lama Dalet in Tshuvas. He says, Shvelim, I don't understand you. How on earth are you allowed to offer up karbonas? We're all Tomei Mesim. When we don't have Koya Kahanim Yuchosim, there's no Big Day Kuhuna, there's no Choshe Mishpat, which the Kohen Gadol wears. How is it possible to offer up karbonas? Plus the fact that there's the Mokam and Mizbeach. Oh, says, so the Chassam Sofer says, the only heta I can think that the Shver has to want to offer up Karbonas, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, because we'll hold Toma either Toma Hutra B'tzibah, Toma Tchuyah B'tzibah, which is a machlokes in the Gemara in Yuma. If we take on Toma Tchuyah B'tzibah, we don't need Kahanim Yechosim, then you don't need the Kohen Gadol. And plus the fact, he says, the only Korban I can think of that we can get away with would be the Korban Pesach. For Korban Pesach, you certainly don't need the Kohen Gadol, Klal Yisrael. Anybody can shecht. Someone who is eligible, who is roy to shecht, any Yisrael is allowed to shecht the Korban. We don't need the Kohen Gadol. And we'll hold Toma Tchuyah B'tzibah. That's the only Korban which would be possible to shecht, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. I had a problem in talking about the Mizbeach. And admittedly, the Chassam Sofer in a couple of tshuvas later in Reish Lamed Vav, he does touch the point about the Mizbeach. However, Baruch Hashem, I found the Netziv. The Netziv is more... What? Well, Korban Pesach, you don't need the big dick,
no,
yeah, he says, the Chassam Sofer says, it can only be a Korban Pesach that we're discussing.
Even Korban Pesach needs a
Rikya. Oh, so you need a Mizbeach, you mean?
No,
oh, so I found a Netziv. Netziv touches your point. And the Netziv says, he writes, this is his Loshon, even though the Beis HaMikdash is desolate, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, Mikol Mokoim, Efshe Zokte the Yeshua Mizbeach Mimkoimoi, maybe the Mizbeach is there in its place, Ukomoi Shehoye Be'emes Bechubim Ba'is Sheini. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and yet the Mizbeach was still intact, was still there. The Bezman HaChurban HaBayis, from the time of the Churban HaBayis, Ad Churban Beta, till Beta was destroyed, She'oz Necher Shehechal V'Neres HaMizbeach. But in that intermediate time, the Mizbeach was still there, it was still intact. So the Mizbeach was there, and then they could offer up. Yeah, now the other problem would be with the Zrika. For the account, that still remains a problem. At any rate, as far as entering to go up onto the Har HaBayis Bizman HaZeh, we mentioned we're all Tomei Meisim, and that would be taller if the Churban HaBayis caused the bittul of the Kedusha or not. If we take on that according to those shittas that Kichel Shanta Voloi Kichel Osed Lovoi, there wouldn't be a problem. There isn't that Kedusha there. We still can go on to the Har HaBayis. But if we take on Kichel Shanta V'Kichel Osed Lovoi, the Kedusha is there. It's problematic. How can we go up onto the Har HaBayis? According to the Rambam, we mentioned in last week, that the Rambam holds in Hilchos Beis Abchira, a Tomei, someone who's Tomei goes up onto the Har HaBayis, he's Chayav Kores. The Ravid, Kedarka B'Kodesh, is Cholek, argues on the Rambam, and he holds that you would be Potter. You're Potter, presumably, the Rambam took on that Kitchel Shata is Kitchel Osad Lovoi, the Kedusha is still there, and therefore one would be Chayav Kores. The Ravid took on, no, Kitchel Shata Loi Kitchel Osad Lovoi, since the Kedusha isn't there, he wouldn't be Chayav, he would be Potter. The Chinuch, the Tur, the Mogen Avraham, the Orach Roner, they all paskin like the Rambam, that one would be Chayav Kores. The Magen Avraham wants to bring a raya that even the Ravid doesn't mean to say that he's Potter from Kores in Gansen. All he wants to say that there will be an Issa Deraisa, but not Kores. As far as going up to be Oyle Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Bizman HaZeh, there's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim. Now that's also problematic. Can you bring a raya and halacha from a Medrash? The Medrash says in Shir HaShirim that the Beis HaMikdash, although the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but loy bitlu pame regolim sholosh pomim sholem. To go up pame with your feet, to go up by foot to Eretz Yisrael sholosh regolim, that's not bottle. That mitzvah is still there. Says the Levush, even though they didn't go up to boil or to boil a regel, but what they did was in the Amoliyat side in olden times, they would gather together in Yerushalayim, and therefore, and not only that, they wouldn't start saying Saint Talmota after the Churban Bayis. They would wait till Zion Cheshvan in order that the last person should be able to get home dry without being soaked from the rain in time. The Gemara brings in the Doim, Daf Chof Gimel, a Maisa. This person, he was muddy, his wife. He put a net onto his wife that she shouldn't be able to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Crazy, had some akpod about it. Not she shouldn't go up. But later on he had chavota, so he came to Rabbi Yossi should be mati his neder. Said the state dot in the Rosh, in the Gemara, on the Doim, that they gathered together to hear his drosha, and Noshim also would come along, lichvoy de shel Torah. The Maritz Chais, he says there, Bizman Azer, Rabbi Yossi is shver, because Rabbi Yossi lived after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he tines, that's why the Maris Chai says, that's why they weren't Memkaim Oyle Regal, because at that time there was no Beis HaMikdash. So there's no Raya from there. But the Rosh says that they never went up als mitzvah. They only went, as we mentioned before, to be Poishet Sveikas in Haror, in Halacha. The Noyed Yehuda also writes in Tshuvas that even though we say Lo Yizozo Shchina Mikosel Malovi, the Shchina never left the Kosel Malovi, nevertheless, we do, our meaning is we go there, we daven there, and we are maming that the tefillahs are more miskabel at the Kosel Malovi than anywhere else, even in Yerushalayim. So to summarize a few halachas here, what we said, we have shittas lekan lekan, whether or not you're allowed to go up into the Har Habayis. We had shittas lekan lekan, whether one bismanas and one is allowed to be makriv korbanos, and then we have shittas lekan lekan, whether bismanas there is even a chiyuv of oil regel. And the meister, as far as aliyah regel is concerned, we don't have that mitzvah. It's only to go there. Klal Yisrael should be together, and possibly to be poishet shaylus in hayor.
Stand and daven in front of the kosher. Go to the kosher
mamash. That's coming now. There's the machlokes haposkim. What this kosel is? What is this wall? It could be the wall of the Azora. It could be the wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Or it could be one of the yesoides of the walls of the Har Habayis. And it's a major machlokes with the Radvaz. The Chai Odom wrote a special sefer about the Mikdash, Shari Tzedek Mishpat, and Tukachinsky's got his sefer, Mikdash Vakodesh, who discusses all these inyonim. Now, who built this kosel? Rav Tukachinsky holds that this kosel goes back to the time of David HaMelech, Olav Shalom, and that comes under the Yesoides, which David prepared for the Beis HaMikdash, which eventually Shlomo HaMelech, his son, built. And because of this, Mitam Zer, the Gemara says in Soite Davtes, that's why the Beis HaMikdash had the skula that this kosel was never destroyed. Because the Gemara says, Moshe with David, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu, or David HaMelech did in their lifetime, whatever they did, had atzlocha. There is a Medrash Rabba in the Pasuk of Shir Hashirim. Shlomo HaMelech writes, Hine zeruim ad achar kasleinu mashkiach min achloinus. So achar kasleinu, zok the Medrash, zeh koisnel marobi shle Beis HaMikdash. So we see Mefurish, if you can bring a raya from a medrash, which is also debatable in halacha, when you can switch from halacha to drush and bring a raya from a medrash, or b'shteit b'feresh in medrash, that the kosel is of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the lashon of the medrash. Acha kosel ma'alom is the Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash. Aber in Zoya HaKodesh, dort steht b'feresh, lo izozo shchinta mi kosel ma'alom ad ha-mikdasha. There the Zohar uses a lotion, the Shechina has never left the Kosel Ma'arovi, the Mikdasha. So he associates the Kosel to the Beis HaMikdash. There's an amazing Tona de Belio. Yeah, we're running out of time. I'll just say this Tona de Belio quickly. The Tona de Belio, we started late. The Tona de Belio in Perek Lamed says that there was a period of 300 years when the Beis HaMikdash was covered up with earth and rubble. What happened was, when the Turks, the Sultan, invaded Yerushalayim and took over, ran over Yerushalayim. The Sultan, Sliman, his name was, he found that the Arabs had a minhag in Yerushalayim. They would throw stones and earth and rubble at the coastal. And over the years, the whole coastal was buried. The coastal was buried for 300 years. But then afterwards, he decided, the Sultan, he wants to put his law court just by the coast of Moria, in that area, in that spot. So he came up with another exeyer. Anybody who's prepared to come forward and to remove the rubble and the earth and all the rubbish from that coastal will be rewarded. And he threw in thousands and thousands of coins, like they did in Amol in Trafalgar Square, and people should come along as an incentive to clear it away. And within days, the whole rubble and earth was cleared away, and hey presto, the coastal appeared. The precursor up here. Yeah, so I wanted to. Can we have to stop here?
Huh? Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Anybody needs to go? Can go.
Okay. So I just want to tell you over a few minhagim halachos, which is nageh, if any of you intend to go, Be'ez Hashem to Yerushalayim. There is a minhag, just like we kiss the tefillin when we put it on and off. There's a minhag to hug the koisel and to kiss it. In Amolek Zeiten, they even took off their shoes. One should be careful when you're at the coastal, never have your back to the coastal. It's also China, the Moshe got a tshuva, the Baldash, and he stands with his back to the, he's Matya, the back to the Onah Kodesh. But one should accept, he says, when you're at Boye B'Sholoim, when you're by Kabbalah Shabbos, that's only a heter where you can turn around and you have your back to the coastal. Likewise, when the Kahanim finish Birchas Kahanim, Duchanim, they should go back from the Onah Kodesh sideways, Mitzadadim, not with your back to the Onah Kodesh. We take it's muskum by all poskim that the coastal nowadays is from the Harabais, and that's why Ralph one is allowed to go right up to the coastal, and you can even touch it. There were a few yechidim amongst them, the Godel of Shmuel Voznas, the Satmos, they were makbid not to the briskers, they're makbid not to go, not to touch, and not to go with even Dalet Amos of the coastal. Our meaning is we put even kvitlovs into the coastal. Sama Maske, there have Tukovich Titsky, who writes in his Sefer, he says, forget it. People come from Ekveld, from Australia to the coastal. He says, leave them, if they feel an attachment to the coastal, let them be there and don't put any chumas on them. But then he does say that even though you do touch the coastal, for those people who do, don't put your finger in case that might have been from the Azor. It's a good thing to go to the mikveh before you go to the coastal. And Noshim, who are Bisman Nidus, they should be careful not to go to the coastal. Just to finish off one word, there's plenty more to say, but it's not fair, the time is up. We say in the end of Shemen Esa, Yehuzma Fenach Hashem Lekeinim, Shibona Beis Hamidosh, Mehemim, Veseich Lekeinim, Veseich Lekeinim. What's one got to do with the other? Seich Lekeinim, with the Beis Hamidosh. We got Torah without the Beis Hamidosh. So I heard from my Rebbe, Bavam Guvich, Lita B'Shem Baruch Be'er. He said a beautiful pshat. Nowadays, everybody's learning what they want. Einer lernt halacha, someone learns drush, someone learns bikiyas, someone learns bi'ian. No one knows exactly where his mokum is in Torah. So we're mispadal. And then we'll have the Kohen Gadol with the Urim and Tumim. He'll have that major computer. He'll tell every Yid where his chelik in the Torah is. Do the Bnei Shalom help him be zoicha to see the Beis Hamikdash? You may have your main berachim gedoyim to me.